There's a heck of a storm building out there. And there's something wrong. Teresa, last night, after I left the city, what did you do? What the hell did you do?
The archway by the fountain that you're afraid to step into?
Yes.
I entered the archway.
Oh.
When I stepped in, I broke something and ficou tudo escuro.
Out poured the dark?
Yes.
The arch was sealed and you opened it?
Yes. Huh. You must return the skull.
Yes?
I have opened something dark inside me and it is expanding.
But where does the skull belong?
You feared entering the arch because of the darkness inside. It is the fear of the darkness inside you.
Do you think so?
You must return the skull through the arch. Within there is an altar. It belongs there.
But you can return it as well as I can.
If I do, I will do as the darkness requests.
Yeah, but how do you know I'm not playing into the hands of the dark?
Trust me.
Yeah, right. God, something's really out of balance out there.
Return the crystal skull. Do it now or we are lost.
Oh, boy.
It will eat your soul.
God. I really hate things that eat your soul.
I do too.
Well, okay, Skull. You want to go home? Hey, did you see that? It grinned. Up we go.
You must hurry.
Wait a minute. Where are the eyes?
Paulo has the eyes.
What?
He took them.
Now you tell me.
Forget the eyes. They are not important.
Are you sure?
Trust me.
You keep saying that.
One more thing.
It's always one more thing with you, Teresa.
Remember, what is coming at you is coming from you.
I'm not sure I understand that, but I probably will.
Paolo?
What?
Working late tonight?
What does it look like?
Oh, it looks like rain.
So?
So, I brought you some orchids. Catch.
I don't want orchids.
Oh, I brought lots and lots and lots of tiny orchids here.
I don't like orchids.
No? Here, have some more.
Enough. Too much. They're making me dizzy.
Good. I have some more.
Au premier temps de la vase, tout seul, tout sourit déjà.
Nothing like a nice climb to the top of a pyramid. Phew. And where's the celestial city that's supposed to be hovering above? Huh. Now let's look into your skull. If you want to go home, you better give me a good view. Yeah. Yeah, it's there all right. It's faint, but it's there. Okay. Here we go again. Beam us up, Skull. Nice. Odd. It's not the glowing crystal city I knew. There's a dullness. There's cracks. Thunder. I can feel it vibrating the whole city. The pool. There's the fountain. It's still there, but... Oh my God. The archway. Oozing out of the archway. What is that? Black vines like tentacles. Only they spread out and become the cracks that cover the walls, moving across the whole city. Is that where I'm supposed to take you, Skull? In there? Oh, boy. Well, that storm is getting close. Well, I'll just step over these vines and in through the arch. pushed me right back. Something doesn't like us here. Wow. Uh-oh. Oh, God. Here comes the rain. Okay. Okay, Skull. I'm gonna tuck you under my arm. Now, let's see if we can make a dash for the light side. So black in here. Anyone home? Sorry I asked. Right, forget it. I didn't ask you anything. Something doesn't like the fact that we're here. Maybe that's a good sign, huh? It's too dark. How about some light, Skull? Yeah, that's better. Okay, lead on. These shadows have very unappealing shapes. I hope there are no hungry soul snatchers in here. And I hope Teresa didn't set me up. Oh. A little thought like that in the dark just moves right in. God. Back. Get back, dark. There's things here that are just waiting to pounce. Just keep the light, Skull. You seem happy. Nice grin. Gee, what a labyrinth. Still, you keep pulling me forward. Oh, there's another chamber. Wait, this is it. The altar. And sitting on the altar is another skull. A black skull. Radiating something that is making me sick. Come on, Skull. Give me some more light. Good. Boy, Blackie, you are one mean-looking skull. Here. Here's a finger in your eye. Oh, no, just kidding. Right. This is very interesting. There's two places on the altar. For the light and the dark? Maybe. Well, it's time to set you down, Skull. Here you go. Okay. Question. Should I move the black skull? No. Something tells me don't even touch it. Wow. The eye sockets of the two skulls are glowing now. They're... Wow. A shaft of energy just hit me. Feel something like a mantle of light is being placed over my shoulders.
You've got it. Got it.
Hmm?
You've got it, Jack.
Well, Paolo, I guess it's time to head home, huh?
No treasure.
I see the rain filled the pool again.
No treasure.
No treasure, huh?
Like they say.
Well, what do they say?
As it comes, as it goes, but nothing came and everything went.
No treasure.
It was all like a dream. You know what I mean?
I have a vague idea.
I've always known it as impossible. No ancient city ever existed in the Amazon.
No city.
It's like the myths of El Dorado, wishful thinking that exists in the minds of greedy men.
Look who's talking.
Oh, and Terry, how are you two feeling today, huh?
Oh, too many orchids.
Claudia?
I'm fine. I still see the ruins, Toyo.
Uh-huh.
And the city above?
I don't know. I won't be here tonight to find out. I think it's still up there.
Jack?
Teresa?
Are you returning to New York?
Well, after I spend a few days relaxing in Rio.
No treasure! No treasure!
I've always felt I've sort of blundered into situations, even though some part of me knew I had a hand in creating it.
Will we meet again?
We still have Rio.
Let's go dancing.
Yeah, I'd love to go dancing.
Would you like to go to a Macumba ritual?
Actually, I didn't mean that kind of dancing.
Just joking.
Well. Goodbye, magical valley.
I have something.
What? The crystal eyes of the skull.
I took them from Paolo.
Oh, Teresa.
Here, you keep one and I keep one.
And what'll I do with one eye?
You will see.
I'll see?
You will see.
Yeah. Maybe I'll see.